This is URN Sport.
Hello, welcome to URN Sport. I'm Archie Wood, new head of sport this year for URN, and I'm joined with Harry Waring for a little special episode of URN Away Days. Now, if you've ever listened to Away Days before, you'll know we're normally out and about watching live sport, but today that's not the case. So this is a little bonus episode that we're bringing you, which we sort of wanted to sum up what we do here at Away Days, the content that we bring you, and also sort of generally watching live sport and our experience doing that. So hello, Harry, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm really good, thank you. Yes, this is a great episode, sort of behind the scenes, if you would. So, yeah, you know, I've had a good week and this tops it off.
Fantastic. You've just moved up to Nottingham, so things are rearing up for the start of the year. So we'll just go to a bit of live sport. Now, you, along with myself, are a lover of sport as a general, and you're a big football fan, definitely. So just describe what you think watching live sport, how that emotion and the experience comes through when you're sitting there, standing there, watching football.
Well, I don't think there's, personally for me, I don't think there's, you know, a better experience out there. If we run through how a sort of live sport works, you know, you arrive, you get in the crowd, there's always a buzz with the crowd before, well, after the game, if you win, definitely. But before the game, you know, you hear the fans singing, cheering. And then, you know, you get in there and it's amazing. You have good texture of food as well. I love a good pie review, you know me. I've got a wide collection of pie reviews now, ranging across the country.
Indeed.
I don't know which is the best though at the moment, but yeah, for me, there's nothing better watching sport, and especially if you're passionate about a specific team, for me, such as MK Dons. But that's not always the case. I've been going to a few Forest games last year, which I thoroughly enjoyed and really got involved in. And I found myself going to Wembley to watch him play, which I never thought would happen at the start of the year.
I know, so that's a really big experience there. Would that be one of the height of your watching sport live?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. That there was 80,000 people inside the stadium. Outside the stadium, there's loads of fun activities going on. Each, because obviously it was Nottingham Forest versus Huddersfield, and each crowd group had their own sections with live music and temporary pubs and bars and stuff. So it was amazing. And obviously Forest winning, me being sat at that end, it was just electric. It was ridiculous being sat in that crowd.
There is nothing better. I remember watching it on the on TV at home, or actually in Nottingham, and the sort of celebrations went on for hours afterwards, and I knew a couple of the guys from URN were up there, and I just thought, oh, that'd be amazing, because there is just something together. You sit next to people and that you've never seen before, they're complete strangers, and you end up just sort of embracing them or ending up celebrating them, which I just find fantastic about watching live sport. I'm more of a sort of cricket and rugby fan. Now, I know you've watched a bit of cricket as well, and again, some people find cricket slightly less interesting than say football or any other sports. But again, there's that split second where someone hits the ball or someone takes a wicket or whatever, or in football where someone scores an absolute screamer from outside the box, that you just end up being completely elated. So can you sort of remember when your first live sport was? Because I was trying to think back to, I think you must have gone to a rugby game or something. And that first time you step in foot, not into the stadium, but in the outside sort of area, because I think I went to Twickenham, and it is something different, because there are roads outside, but there's people wandering around, there's burger vans here, there's statues left, right, center. I just thought it's a fantastic experience.
Yeah, for me, it would have been a football game, but when I was younger, I've been to Twickenham, and I've, you know, seen a few cricket games as well. And for your first event, it's a lot to take in. As you said, you know, you've got burger vans. This is just the outside. You've got thousands of people, a wide range of food, and even some commercial shops as well. So, you know, there's a lot to take in. And when you get inside, it's just more and more and more, and you think you can't get any better. So I think the best moment for me at my first ever event would have been sat in the crowds, because it's the first time really that I've ever heard, I would say, 10,000-12,000 fans all cheering behind one team, singing the same songs, and, you know, just really trying to get involved and boost the performance on the pitch. So that's probably the most, I'll say, magical part for me. But yeah, and as you said about cricket a minute ago, it is wildly different to football. But it's its own sort of event. You know, you can try and compare the both, but for me, I see cricket as much more of a relaxed, enjoyable experience because it's not as intense, which some people may not like, but then again, it has its own sort of unique sort of special moments. So as you said, getting wickets. And I think what's good about it is that it's not, if you're watching a one day game, for example, it's not a game that you'll watch, you know, keeping your eye on the ball every time. It gives you a chance to relax and maybe pop downstairs and go get some food or go to the toilet, whatever. And then you can come back up and you wouldn't miss something amazing. But then on the reverse side, you've also got the T20 game and the new 100 games, which is, you know, you're seeing fireworks, you're seeing flamethrowers, you're seeing loud music, and it's really exciting.
It is. I find interesting with cricket that you don't really find with football is in football, you've got 90 minutes, obviously 45 minutes for the first half, and you get a bit of break where you can go out and grab another beer or whatever, or a bit of food. But with cricket, there is no sort of main break apart from in between the innings. But you do just find yourself halfway through an over going, oh, just pop downstairs, either go to the loo or go for a bit of a wander. And because it's sometimes can be a 3-hour affair, a 5-hour affair. If you're watching a day at the test, it's a good 7 hours. So that's what I find quite interesting and as you say, relaxed with watching cricket. And my experience of watching rugby is probably a lot similar to your watching football. Now, I was going to, as we're talking about sort of watching live sports, do you have an opinion on football fans being allowed to, not being allowed to drink in stadiums, at most stadiums, compared to, say, cricket being or rugby being allowed to drink in stadiums?
Yeah, I strongly agree with that because you see football fans, this is what I mean, the difference between football and cricket, cricket's very relaxed and everybody's there, they're all there to have a good time. And it's that rivalry is the key point for me. So in a cricket game, fans sit with each other and they enjoy it together. You win or lose, you still have a good time. Whilst with football, you can see it's more of a life-controlling sport, I would say. So some fans, you know, they invest heavily into certain games. I've got friends who are, you know, they haven't missed a game over the last 3 years. They've travelled to Sunderland all the way down to Plymouth. So alcohol is a point that will ruin it at a football game. You'll see people turn up heavily drunk before the game because they can't drink in the stadium. And I think it just helps maintain, you know, a decent level of decency within the crowds. Otherwise, it would get a bit rowdy and a bit pushy and you might see a few more fights.
Yeah, exactly. You do say people do give it their whole weekends to it, and you see lots of fans travelling in hordes to the away ends, which is brilliant. So I'll just come on to talk a bit about away days at your end. Now, I think I know the question to this already, but what was your first sort of connection and first input into away days?
I think my first away days was actually the varsity game. It was Birmingham versus the University of Nottingham football first team, and it was a Red Bull takeover, a special event where UON got the chance to do live commentary of the game, and my sort of role in that was sort of to head the UON away days sort of page, providing, the whole point of the page is to provide live updates, and so when there was a goal scored, for example, providing that, and also sort of provide a bit of information on how the team was performing. And we took it a step further as well and managed to get some opinions of the crowd, you know, some real-life students, what they thought of the game, if they thought it was, well, for how they were playing, but also their experience on the match day. So there was that one. And then I think my first, you know, what away days is known for, going around to, like, professional sports and around the grounds. My first one was actually to an ice hockey game, which, when I first joined university, I didn't think I'd really be going to motorway point and watching an ice hockey game. And we saw, I can't remember who they played. It was Nottingham Panthers, obviously.
They played a team from Fife, I remember, because I think that was first away days as well. Yeah. And yeah, that was the first bit of actually doing the podcast, because as you say, your varsity experience was sort of working the Instagram page, which is now a wide range of our content. And you've actually updated that this season already, going to you and Luke, who run the EFL at Your End podcast, been going to various games and putting that on, doing a bit of your par review, all of that. But the podcasts that we put out are us in the stands. You were actually in a press box, weren't you?
Yeah, I was up in the gods of the stands, you know. It was supposed to be a press box, but it turned out to be a regular, very nice box, so just all to myself. It was very
Excellent.
luxurious.
Close to the bar, I think I remember.
Yeah, it was very close to the bar, but you know, I was trying to stay professional.
Excellent. Myself and to Luke and Matt, the other two of the Holy Trinity, were in the stands, and we were sort of commentating slash giving live updates on it through voice memos and stuff like that, which is what some of the podcasts we've done, and it's normally done from, as you say, press boxes, because we've had, I think, about a dozen sports that we've gone to, including varsity events, so stuff like Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu in UN against Trent, I really didn't think I'd be covering on the radio, but stuff like cricket, because Dom, who's been over to America, he took away days with him over the pond. Went to see, I think it was USA cricket against Ireland.
It was Ireland.
Yeah. He's part Irish, I think. Certainly supports Ireland when they're playing. And then went to see a NFL game as well, which was brilliant, because I'd never actually seen an NFL game or really experienced it. So I was listening to that. It was a great opportunity for me to experience it. And I think did you get that across when you were doing the ice hockey as well, sort of trying to learn slash explain to listeners what was going on?
Yeah, it was a weird one. I've been to an ice hockey game once before back in where I live in Milton Keynes, but that was years ago. So I went in as a complete novice. Obviously, I did a bit of Googling, so I just, you know, make myself try and sound like I know what I'm on about. But I think at one point I called the puck the ball. But apart from that, you know, we'll gloss over that. But yeah, it's just this brand new experience of learning new sports and, you know, trying to get into it. It's a completely, as we were talking about live sports earlier, it's a completely different visual experience. You know, there's a lot of live, loud music. The way they did a light show before the game, you know, flashing lights. It really got the crowd into it. So, yeah, it's just the opportunity to learn new sports such as ice hockey, which I've just found amazing about this podcast.
Exactly. And when you were going around both varsity days, actually, for the, as I say, the Trent versus URM varsity, I think you were on the team that was sort of hopping from sport to sport. Now, give us a little description of that day.
Yeah, that was quite a hectic day, if I'm being honest. We started off down by the river, Trent River, next to the forest ground to watch the rowing. Yeah, so it was me and Pav that day. And our main role were mainly using the URN away days account. So we were giving live, you know, sort of, we're allowed to give that sort of live imagery using the social media. And also obviously talking over it and trying to get the behind the scenes action. From there, we went on to the football. This was taking part in, I think I'm going to say North Nottingham. I can't remember the exact location, but we managed to get ourselves up to North Nottingham, watched a fair bit, about that 30, 40 minutes of that game, you know, trying to provide information, spoke to the people there who were the permanent commentators of the game. And then from there, we went all the way to Nottingham Trent University campus, yeah. And we saw tennis, volleyball, there's a few other sports as well, obviously, going on. There's a vast range of sports, which we, you know, managed to get ourselves involved in, speaking to all the commentators and posting it all around. And then because we've been to all of these events and we're using away days really as our notes throughout the day, we then went back to the radio studio and had 20, 30 minutes talking to Dom about the events we've seen in the day. And yeah, it was a really good day.
I do remember that. And you were saying that there was quite a lot of opportunity just to go and talk to fans or perhaps even, as you say, the commentators and sometimes people that were playing. And obviously our pundits and our commentators out there at the respective sports that you were going to see, they'd taken some time with the players to have a quick chat pre or post match. And that's something that I've really found sort of has improved my skill set being on the radio, because on the radio you can talk like we're doing now on a podcast, you talk to one other person, you have a bit of a conversation. But when you're interviewing someone, whether that be a coach, player, you need to sort of be specific and listen to their answers and then ask questions that are based on that. And I'd never really done that before. So first time is always a bit nerve-wracking. But I've realized now that it's actually improved me as a speaker and being able to do that. And that's why I love sort of going out and doing that. But one, I remember one bad experience was trying to interview some Nottingham Trent supporters, which Dom made me do, which was not the greatest thing in the world. They were a little less inclined to give me some reaction than other people. But yeah, I mean, this year, you're sort of the perhaps kernel of away days, top dog, head chef of away days, I'd say, along with Toby, of course, who is now head of social media. So are you looking forward to doing some more this year? Sort of, I'm going to try and find some opportunities, and obviously Varsity's a big one, but where would you like me to try and find opportunities to go?
I think, well, obviously this year I've taken myself around the country already. You know, I've been to Cambridge to watch a football game. I've been to Watford. At the end of last year, I went to Plymouth. So it's taken me around the country. But I think the best thing about the away days is just new sports. So I know around Nottingham, we've ticked off Trent Bridge and Nottingham Forest, obviously, Notts County, Mansfield to a certain degree. So I think the whole idea of this away days page is just make sure we keep going and covering a vast range of, if it's the same sport, okay, can we try and get a new location or new sports? So last year, the biggest new sport would be the ice hockey. None of us really knew a lot about ice hockey. But yeah, it's. I just think it's amazing. You know, it helps really broaden what we know and how we can get out there and sort of broaden the radio stations as well. You know, we're providing updates for different, well, obviously Nottingham, but also different cities as well.
Exactly. And now that we've got the Instagram page as well, would you say that the content is a bit more diverse in terms of getting those stories live from the game?
Yeah, definitely. So what's the biggest point of it is for me is that I try and use the away days page, like I said earlier, as a notes page. So when I'm taking videos and talking over it, it helps like improve my radio game later, because then I've got this to refer to later on. But not only does it, I use it as a note page, it gives you that sort of visual reference. You know, radio is amazing and you can describe it the best as you can, but nothing beats a live picture or a live photograph or video of what's actually happening. So I think it's helping to bring in a sort of different range of like viewers and listeners into the station who see it, and then they might be more interested.
I do love it when both you and Luke are off on your midweek travels watching either Shrewsbury for Luke or MK Dons for you. And both games are really exciting, and because then in the morning or that evening, you look and there's about 15 little stories. There's a goal here, a little red card there, a bit of an incident here, another goal. And that's just fantastic to, yeah, you could go and have a look on, I don't know, BBC Sport or any other football page and have a look at the score, and you see it's 3-2 to MK Dons. But you being in the stands and seeing, and us sort of seeing the football through either your photo or video is something that you can almost feel the atmosphere there. So I really am enjoying bringing that to the listeners and the viewers. Now, a bit about you and Luke starting this EFL at URN podcast. Now, how did that come about?
Well, really, to be honest, it was last year. Me and Luke, you know, we're pundits on the other radio show, live show, Big Monday Night In on Monday, and it's very Premier League based. So me and him stuck our heads together and we thought, well, no, we're two very, very avid watchers of EFL. I've been to many EFL football games, which I'm not even a part of. Like, I'm just there as a neutral for fun. I went to one of those most notable, I went to Mansfield versus Northampton Town last year. Two teams I've never watched, never really had an interest in. But then again, I'm just in love with EFL football. So it just felt right to, you know, sort of create a EFL podcast, because it's something that we're both very passionate in. We like to think we both know a lot about the EFL. So, you know, creating a podcast, it seems sort of as a no-brainer for us.
No, definitely. You certainly do. I've listened to the first couple of episodes and it's brilliant, because you give a little sort of rundown and then there's your predictions. Now, how are each of you doing? I think it was Luke's turn this week, was it? How are you both doing on that?
The start of the season is always a bit shaky. I'll use that as my excuse. Luke managed to get himself 24 points last week. For anybody that obviously doesn't know that, so we give each other obviously no points if you don't get the scoreline correct. One point if you guess which team is the correct, who's like the correct winger. And then 3 points if you get the scoreline bang on. And then for a bit of fun, I've thrown in minus 3 points if you get it terribly wrong. So, but yeah, so Luke managed to get 24 points. We'll have to see how I do for this weekend. It's my turn this week. But yeah, that's just a bit of fun that we throw out there. You know, see if we can actually, it sort of puts our money where our mouth is, see if we know what we're talking about.
I know. I listened to your first episode where you did the predictions for the league. And I think in that first week, everything went to pot. You teams that you thought were in playoffs and winning were getting absolutely smashed. So that was a bit of a shock. And you're continuing that, obviously, throughout the year. Are you looking to do any sort of crossovers between the two, away days and this EFL podcast?
Yeah, that's the idea. You know, me and Luke, this is a brand new skill doing podcasts, brand new to it. And we've also created a social media page for it as well. And it's all brand new. We've already done a little bit of this. You know, when we go to our away days, you know, I went to Watford, for example, last Tuesday. We will, you know, spend 5-10 minutes on the podcast talking about our experience, the trip, how we enjoyed it. But I want to get a bit more of a crossover because there's so many people around the station, you know, who are fans of EFL. For example, George Bauman, he's a fan of Norwich City, recently relegated, not had the best start to the season. I would love to get him on the show, for example. But yeah, I think it's just trying to link each of parts of the stations together will really help boost everybody around the station.
Yeah, 100%. That's definitely what we're going to try and do this year. And perhaps even linking in a bit of Big Monday Night In as well, which for anyone who doesn't know, that's the live show that we have on Monday evenings that sort of sums up the weekend's action. And as Harry said, it's more of a Premier League show. So it's brilliant that we've got both in this year and we're able to cover a massive amount of football. Because football, what's your experience at both in URN and across the university of people sort of their take on football or the popularity of the sport here in Nottingham?
I would say it's very popular. I remember, if we take us all the way back last year now to freshers when I first joined, I think all the people that I'm now moving into my new house with, I think the first conversation I had with them was, what football team do you support? So it's just a way of bonding and getting to know everybody. So I think it's amazing that we can have a page like this and we can try and get new people included into the station. For me, I've spoken about this a little bit before, but before joining Nottingham, I had no sort of involvement within radio. So being a fan of football is what sort of draw me into it. So if we can try and boost that and get people to come on, I'm sure they'll thoroughly enjoy it the same way I have.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that away days is almost a little road in to being on URN, because for me, it's certainly when I went to the Nottingham Panthers, that was first time that I'd really been behind a mic properly of my own accord. Before, I'd been slightly analysing stuff that on other shows. So yeah, it really brought me in, and that's why I think this page is fantastic. If people can get along and show where they are, live football or live sport they're watching, it's fantastic. So yeah, thanks Harry for coming on this little show. If you want to follow the URN sport page, it's URN_sport on Instagram, and the away days is URN_away_days. So go and give that a follow, and I'm sure you'll see Harry and Luke and possibly myself popping up over that. So thanks for this, listening to this little bonus podcast, and as always, keep it URN and go well.